Dad was Albert Edward, or Ted, Campbell. When he was just 17 and a half years of age, he joined the 8th Hussars, and he spent his first 18 months of service in England before he was posted to Korea in 1950. He hadn't long been there when he was part of Cooper Force, which was named after Captain D. Ashley Cooper. And the opposition forces were attempting to get to Seoul, which was the capital of South Korea. And on New Year's Day, on the 2nd of January 1951, the British troops and allies stood firm and stopped the progress. However, on the 3rd of January, during an overnight conflict in freezing conditions, 20 of my dad's group were taken prisoner by the communist Chinese and North Koreans. My dad tells a story, he used to tell a story. He wasn't very forthcoming about things that happened, but he used to tell us. We used to, as kids, he had three kids, and we used to ask him about the scars on his leg, and he had a very small scar on the front of his leg and a large scar on the back of his leg. And he told that the story that they were being overwhelmed by the Korean forces, and their best proposal was to play dead, if you like. And they were laying down, him and his colleagues, and the forces just scattered shot all over them just to make sure that they were all dead. And my dad obviously wasn't dead, but the small wound is where a bullet went into his leg. The large scar is where it's dragged the flesh, bones, sinew or whatever through and has come through the other side. And that had some consequences further on in the conflict for my dad. That day my dad was taken to his first of, I think it was five prisoner of war camps. The first was the Bean Camp, as it was known. The food that was given was mainly beans, and my dad was never a fan of beans. And that might well be the reason, you know, because you're constantly being fed beans, even though my dad was only there for a relatively short space of time. That could have an adverse effect on you. So he stayed there for a short time before moving on to his second camp, which was called PAX Death House, North Korean Interrogation Centre. He was only there for a month before moving on to Camp 9. Now, this place was known as the Caves Camp, because it consisted of a few huts and nine deep, dark and dank tunnels cut into the hillside. And there was massive overcrowding, no lighting, almost no heat, no sanitation or proper medical treatment. Now, at this time, there was another camp being established. It was called Camp 12, but it was known as the Peace Camp. And that was set up by the enemy to act, if you like, as a propaganda unit who would try and indoctrinate the prisoners of war into the communist way of thinking. And they would also send messages home to family of the prisoners to show them looking happy or content or as if they'd been won over. But obviously that was far from the truth, and it was just self-protection, self-preservation. They picked on the vulnerable, and at this time my dad fitted that bill. There's a book about the treatment of prisoners of war which states, Corporal A.E. Campbell of the 8th Hussars had been wounded, and it was suspected that he would not survive long in the caves and therefore agreed to go to Camp 12. So that relays back to, I presume, when he'd been shot and hadn't received correct medical treatment. And my dad's little notes that he's put on one of these books he subsequently bought says that he was down to 7.5 stone and nearly died. Now, for a man of 6'1", who was athletic and the rest of it, to be 7.5 stone sort of tells its own little story. So my dad moved on to Camp 12 and fortunately, you know, built himself up again. And he also got his first meal of meat and rice for years. In August 1953, after being a prisoner of war for two years and 7 months, the news of his homecoming was received. The headline is, two POWs are coming home. Two Hank Mithromi men are among the British soldiers released by the communists in Korea this week. They are Lance Corporal Albert Edward Campbell, aged 21, who lives with his parents at 106 Hazel Road, Longview, and 34-year-old Trooper Richard Dooley of Ashbourne Crescent, Roby. Picks up the story by saying, Heighton greeted its ex-prisoner of wars, and that says, smiles, tears, happiness and sadness too. They were all there, registered on the faces of mums, dads, wives, sweethearts, sisters and brothers, children and friends. And the section that relates to me, Dad says, the last ex-prisoner to get into Liverpool was Lance Corporal Campbell, who reached Lime Street Station just before 10 p.m. on the Euston to Liverpool Merseyside Express. In London Road, as the familiar green-coloured corporation bus drew up for him. He said, "Once I get on the old 10D again, then I'll know I'm really back in Liverpool."